Chapter 8. The ship would never lift again. The crew had made it a permanent fixture on Sanction by scattering windows here and there and brightening up the upper passageways with skylights. In order to maintain structural integrity in space, it would require the kind of tooling found only in fleet shipyards. I supposed it was no great loss. The ship had never had much control or power, requiring tractor steering the entire trip. Still, it never failed to astonish me the way Fleet tossed about the taxpayers' money. And, of course, the changes were a definite improvement for its residents. It now seemed more like an office complex than a starship. More like part of the land than a tunnel that must be entered in order to get paid. Cortez insisted on escorting me to Holly's workshop. It was lucky that I gave in. The place was huge. And despite the alterations, it still bore that twisting, turning efficiency of starships, which is so confusing to newcomers. It took only a few minutes to make me confused, and not long after that I was practically lightheaded, trying to keep up with our gyrations. I stopped abruptly. I cannot stand to be lost. "Show me where we are," I demanded. "Sir?" he asked nervously. I relaxed, smiled, explained the problem. He nodded and squatted down. He began to carve a rude map in the furrows of the carpeting with his finger. "See," he began, "we've come down 4 levels and over this way, past 2 of the bulkheads. We've been traveling east the whole way." I shook my head. "Then why all the spiraling around?" He grinned. "That's only the structural compression assembly. It's built into the lifts and into all the drop shafts and stairwells." He stood up. "It's a lot of bother, I know. And if you ask me, it's also a waste of good credits as long as we have the shield. But I will say one thing. When Fleet strands you in some God knows where for 3 years, they strand you safe." I was still hearing the part about the shield. I asked what shield. He looked surprised. "The defensive shield, of course. That's what I mean by compression assembly being a waste of credits. Nothing can get past that screen once it's in place. So we hardly need to be a fort to boot. And besides, I don't buy that structural compression idea anyhow. Conform doesn't bend, it cracks. I don't care how many knots you tie it into.